Explain to them what RSP is.
So RSP is a really unique program that only the National Guard has, which is really cool. So the National Guard is the only branch where you enlist and you're automatically in the Guard.
I'm Joe C. Mandel, and this is Raven Conversations. Today I'm joined by Sergeant First Class Rebecca Gines. She is the Area 2 NCOIC for RSP, which is a recruitment sustainment program. Correct on that?
Yes.
I went through that when I first joined the Guard. I was just saying back in 2002 when I joined the Guard, I went through RSP. It gave me a ton of insight in the Guard and kind of just those basics you need before you go to basic training. So she's here to kind of talk about what the program is, how it helps, and the benefits of it. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, sir.
Yeah. So like I always do, intro and background on yourself.
So I joined the Army in 2002 out of high school, was a medic the whole time. We were different. We were 91 series, so I've changed a couple times. But yeah, so I was active duty for 6 years, kind of bounced around, was at Madigan, Honduras, and then Hawaii. And then got out of the Guard or got out of the military, really missed it, but was a single mom. And so at the time, which I think is still current, the Guard was the only place I could come in without having to give up custody of my daughter. So I Googled the nearest recruiter, as we do, went in with all my DD214s and said, put me back in. I came into the Guard in 2010. And the recruiter was looking at my paperwork. I was a medic, I was a rappel master, search and rescue. And so he's like, well, it'd be really cool if you wanted to come be RSP cadre. And I had no clue because active duty doesn't have this program. And I was like, sure, that sounds great. And so met with the Sergeant Major at the time, which was Sergeant Major LeBeer. Mm-hmm. And they brought me in as cadre and I ended up being ADOS for them and kind of running this program back in 2010, which was a lot of fun, gave me a ton of insight into the Guard, really helped my transition from active duty to the Guard.
Yeah.
Just kind of learning that. And then from there, I just made my way through the Guard and was at 205th for a little while, was at 1st Battalion, went to 303rd, then 3 of the 161 and aviation. And now I'm back.
Now I'm back. So I always ask this question because I think we all have a different story. How did you learn about the Guard?
I honestly was talking to an active duty recruiter that told me I couldn't come back in unless I gave up custody, but they actually referred me to the Guard. They didn't know any recruiters, but they said, hey, we hear that the Guard you can go back into and you stay local, you stay in Washington, mm-hmm. which was a huge bonus because this is where all my family was. And so I just Googled Seattle National Guard recruiter, and it happened to be a guy named Randy Hanks, who's no longer in, but yeah, he put his name on Google and
that's fantastic.
And I ended up just walking in.
I love that. It's as we do, we Google things and we find what we're looking for. So speaking of Google, you know, there's probably kids that are like, hey, I'm interested in joining the military, and they're typing in, you know, all the different parts of it. And they type in Army National Guard and they might see something called the Recruitment Sustainment Program, RSP. So you run that in Area 2, which is kind of local. It's more of the South Sound area.
No. So it's actually, so we just kind of shifted the company areas. So I'm Area 2 and 3, which is the North area.
Okay.
So it's Federal Way, basically to Canada, Snohomish, Anacortes, that corner.
So pretty good size area
County
right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're looking at that RSP. Mm-hmm. Explain to them what RSP is.
So RSP is a really unique program that only the National Guard has, which is really cool. So the National Guard is the only branch where you enlist and you're automatically in the Guard, mm-hmm. right? Like if you join active duty, you're not really active duty until you go to basic training. Same with the reserves. So as soon as you join the Guard, you go to RSP. RSP is basically a program to prep you for basic training. So it gets you used to drilling 1 weekend a month. Obviously, we do a lot of activities that you may not ever get to do again in your career, but it is stuff that you could potentially see depending on where you end up, which is kind of cool. It gets them interested. It makes them want to bring friends, but it also helps them learn ring structure. They learn DNC. They learn land nav, you know, basic medical skills, all those things, so that when they go to basic training, they're better prepared for what they're going to get into. And because of that, the National Guard as a whole actually has the highest rate of honor grads because of our RSP program.
Yeah. And you kind of already explained what the program is and some of the benefits of that service. And talk about the fun things. So this is just one of those random things I remember of joining the Guard. One of my first RSP drills, we watched The Patriot, which okay. had never seen it. We're hanging out here and this is where the 90s buildings are. The buildings that were there no longer exist. They built the 90s buildings over it. We watched The Patriot in there. And then I remember running around the woods of Camp Murray and doing a lot of DNC mm-hmm. and doing PT tests. And I felt like, for me personally, having no military background, have never done anything military prior to that, it actually set me up when I went to basic training a couple months later to succeed. Yeah. Is that kind of what you guys are seeing in some of the fun things? How is it to build that with?
So I'm really fortunate. Two of the recruiters I have in my area were former drill sergeants. And so they incorporate a lot of the DNC, you know, they help them learn how to be in formation better. I have really great cadre that also are really good at that. So we really incorporate a lot of the basics. You know, they have to talk to us at parade rest. You know, they have to learn all the different, basically customs and courtesy of the military as a whole, so that when they go to basic training, they're not getting off the bus and totally freaked out when a drill mm-hmm. sergeant's in their face. And so we do DNC. This month we have lined up for combatives. So I've got First Sergeant Brian, Caleb Bryan, coming down, and he's going to help with a couple other combative instructors, do combatives with them. We have a couple other things going on this month. We have what's called Stripes for Skills, and that's a whole lot of 10-level tasks. So you have land nav, basic first aid, DNC, and that actually, if they're an E1 and they complete all those tasks and they test out, they can actually get promoted to E2 from that. So it includes passing an ACFT. So we introduce them to the ACFT. We've got the confidence course lined up for the spring. We have the rappel tower lined up for the spring. We do a camp out up north for survival training. So they sleep outside and we teach them, you know, basic how to start a fire, how to set up a hole, kind of how to stay warm overnight. Last month we did weapons familiarization. So we borrowed some weapons from Brigade and they got to kind of have a hands-on with a 50 cal and the M4s and some of the common weapons they'll see when they go to their units.
Yeah. Now do you guys take them around to different units as well to kind of showcase some of the different missions that are going on across the Guard, or is it more just kind of focused on the skills?
So we kind of focus on the skills mostly because the op tempo of the units around us are pretty high. And so if we start drilling on the same weekends as the other units, it kind of gets in the way. But we have had where the units were in Kent at the same time and a couple of the guys walked them around the vehicles and kind of showed them how to PMCS the vehicles and what some of the familiar vehicles were. I know that one of the other areas took their guys out to the aviation flight facility. Mm-hmm. And so they got to see the helicopters and meet some of the mechanics and the pilots out there. So occasionally we do, but a lot of times with the off tempo of the state, it just kind of ends up in the way.
Yeah. Have you ever had anybody come back and, you know, after doing RSP, they get done with basic training, AIT, come back and say, hey, that really helped me?
Yeah. So it's funny, actually, the first round when I was cadre, I had a couple of soldiers come back and they were like, you made it so easy because the cadre actually were very similar to the drill sergeants. And so they were like, it was a piece of cake because we're already used to getting yelled at to be in formation, having to do pushups, you know, it wasn't anything new. And they were like, it really taught us a lot to like kind of brush off that it's a game at the end of it. And that to not take it so personal when the drill sergeants are yelling at you, because really it's just their way of getting you guys kind of trained.
Yeah. So you had also mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, most of the time those folks will bring friends in. Mm-hmm. Do those individuals have to join the Guard, or is this an opportunity for them to just kind of learn about the Guard a little bit?
No. So we allow, soldiers to bring guests, and the way we have it set up is usually in the drill letter, I'll put 6 months out or the whole year of what our major events are going to be. And that helps the recruiters and the soldiers that are joining to kind of be like, oh, this is going to be a really cool drill. I should bring my friends to it. So anybody's welcome to come check it out. They don't have to sign. You know, we have had most of our guests do end up joining, which is great. But it gives them a chance to kind of learn it and just ask all the questions before they're part of it.
Yeah, like I said, it's an incredible program. I went through it. I think it's fantastic. For those watching that they're on the fence, they're kind of like, hey, I'm interested in the military, but I'm not totally interested yet. How can they learn about opportunities to come out and see what to do?
Well, you can obviously contact any of your local recruiters. Most of the RSP are set up. I'm in Kent. We have one in Spokane, one in Yakima, and then down in Tumwater. So you can always reach out to the RSP and COs. The GoGuard website is a great website too. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times if you just put in your information, the leads generate directly to the recruiters of that area. So, but most of the armories, you can walk in and ask for a recruiter and they'll point you in the right direction.
Perfect. Anything else you want to add?
No, I don't.
No, I appreciate you coming on and talking to us. If you're interested in the RSP program and interested in just learning about the Guard and seeing it, make sure to, you know, send us a message, put in the comments, reach out to your local recruiter. We can definitely put that information in the notes. If you like the video, give it a like and make sure to subscribe for future videos. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.